Lewis, did you catch the latest news about ArcelorMittal and the German steel plants?
No, I didn't. What happened?
They turned down €1.3 billion in public subsidies aimed at converting their facilities in Bremen and Eisenhüttenstadt to hydrogen-based production.
I see. That sounds like a big deal. Why would they reject such a large amount?
Well, the company said it's just not competitive to go ahead with the plants because energy costs in Germany are too high and there's too much uncertainty about its future energy mix.
So even with the financial support, the business case for transformation is not strong enough. That's what the CEO said, right?
Exactly. Geert Van Poelvoorde, the CEO of ArcelorMittal Europe, said it shows the scale of the challenge.
Wow. That's a big blow to Germany's climate goals. I mean, they had hoped these subsidies would encourage the company to convert its existing steel plants to hydrogen.
Right, Germany is Europe's largest emitter of greenhouse gases and has a goal to become carbon neutral by 2045.
And this decision seems to complicate that. But the German government still has other projects in the works, right?
Yes, they have approved about €7 billion for steelmaking projects that support their climate goals. Three other projects are still underway.
I wonder what the European Commission thinks about this. They've made industrial decarbonization a priority.
The European Commission has set a bloc-wide target of 10% renewable hydrogen in its energy mix by 2050.
So even with setbacks, they're still pushing forward. But ArcelorMittal's CEO said there's been too much focus on hydrogen in Europe, which he says won't be economically viable for many more years.
That's right. He also mentioned that ethanol production is at risk because European legislation doesn't allow it to qualify as green, so they can't charge a premium.
So they're facing restrictive regulations that are making it hard to make a profit. That's quite a big claim, right?
Definitely, and the German Economy Ministry said they regret the decision, but it's an isolated case related to ArcelorMittal's commercial situation.
I guess what they're saying is that no funds had yet been transferred, so maybe there's still some flexibility.
That's true, but this decision highlights the challenges of balancing economic competitiveness and climate goals.
Yeah, high energy costs, competition from China. And now US tariffs are all putting pressure on German manufacturers.
And don't forget the impact of weaning themselves off Russian gas after the invasion of Ukraine.
That's a good point. ThyssenKrupp announced in November they'd cut their steel workforce by 40%.
So it's clear that the industry is under a lot of strain.
And the German Chancellor has pledged to boost competitiveness by bringing down energy costs and cutting red tape.
Right, it's a tough balancing act between economic growth and climate goals.
I wonder if other companies will follow suit and abandon green initiatives if they're not economically viable.
That's a valid concern. It shows how critical it is to make green transitions economically attractive for companies.
Yeah, and it's going to take time for renewable hydrogen to become economically viable.
So even with the setbacks, the European Commission is still pushing forward with its decarbonization goals.
It's definitely a complex situation.
It really is. The balance between climate action and economic competitiveness is going to be crucial.